Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening.
Good evening, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight. We have a very special show for you, a Mr. Jim Andrews from Chicago, Illinois. Jim, are you there?
I am here.
Before we get this interview started, I'd like for everyone to know exactly how they can reach you.
They can reach me at our website at felonyfranks.com. On via the internet or therescuefoundation.org. We're a nonprofit organization that is funding a fast food business to employ formerly incarcerated men and women that are trying to change their lives and become part of society.
All right, so for all of you out there, you know how to reach him by his website, www.felonyfranks.com and the other website that he mentioned. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we really get this interview started? A little bit, you know, where you're from and how many brothers, sisters, you know, the small talk.
All right, Big. Well, I've got two brothers. I'm married for 41 years to the love of my life, and I have two kids. Well, I should say kids. I have a 37-year-old son, 38-year-old son, and a 36-year-old daughter, and I have two grandchildren, one girl, Sophia, who is 5 and a half, and a grandson who was named after me, James, who's 2 years old. We've been married here in the state of Illinois for 41 years. I live in Oak Park, Illinois. I'm in the restaurant, janitorial, and cleaning supply business right now. And I was very encouraged by our new president, where he said we need to create jobs to help change our economic situation the way it is now. We need to try to create jobs to employ people. What I'm trying to do, it's going to not employ a lot to begin with, but the way I'm structuring it, it could become a national franchise, which we hope it does. And we can, like I said, we can employ 6, 7, 8 people at each facility. But if we can open up 40 of them in the city of Chicago, we can put a small dent into people not going back to jail. We can create a lot of sales tax to help the economy with the city and the state. And we can do a lot of things, Big. Or we can do a lot of big things, Big.
You know, I really liked your idea. And so many times when a person has made mistakes in their past or in their youth, you know, society tends to just write them off. It's like, you know, forget it. We can't help you. You had, you know, this type of crime or that type of crime, and, you know, just try your luck somewhere else or become a part of the system that's taking from the system. When I first saw you on TV, I thought, you know what, here's a guy that's really doing something, and he's got a catchy name, and I could see. And so I just wanted to get you on the show here so that you could tell your story. Now, how did you come up with the name Felony Franks?
Well, Big, my present company, Andrews Paper Company on Randolph Street, I've been there for 13 years. For the first 5 years, I had problems. I never thought of hiring an ex-offender. I hired guys, they were smoking marijuana in the warehouse, smoking crack cocaine, smashing up my trucks, stealing money, stealing products and everything. Then I got a call from Sister Eunice over at St. Leonard's Ministries. And she called me up and says, Jimmy, I have a young man here, formerly incarcerated. He needs a job. Do you need a driver or a delivery man or whatever? It just so happened at the time I did. So I brought the man in. I interviewed him. He told me that he was an armed robber, shoplifting, stealing to support a drug habit. He worked for 4 months. He was a very good worker. He learned a lot, and then he relapsed.
Wow.
He went away for shoplifting for 3 months. He came back to me, and he said, Mr. Andrews, I need to have my job back. I sat for 3 months in jail, and I really thought about when they were taking me out of Marshall Fields in handcuffs, and the little boy looked at me in the elevator and says, look, Mama, that man has handcuffs on him. He must have done something very wrong. He said at that point, he made up his mind that he would never pick up drugs again.
Wow.
I rehired him. He worked for me as a driver for 2 years. Then I brought him into the store. He worked on the sales counter. Today he's my manager 8 years later. He does the banking. He does inventory control. He answers the phones, takes care of the customers that come in the store, and directs 4 other people what to do in their daily jobs. That's a man that had been using drugs for over 35 years. He can change. We can change these people. They need to have to really want to change. They need to know that there's hope for them. When you take these ex-felons and they go apply for a job, and the job application says, do you have a felony conviction? And the answer, if you mark the box yes, your application usually gets thrown in the garbage. You'll never get a call from that company. Or if you mark it no, and they hire you, and they do a background check on you, or 6 months later find out that you did have a felony background, you're going to lose your job. I know of a man that was working at a company for a year and a half, worked his way up to where he could have become a manager, and they found out that he had a felony background for stealing. They immediately brought him in the office and fired him for falsifying the job application. Well, you know what? That man falsified it for a reason. He needed a job. He needed money to raise a family.
Wow.
And it's, you know what? It's a shame what our society has done, and the way our society looks at ex-offenders. They're not all perfect, but the majority of them are good people. I get good people in by me all the time looking for work. Do you have a job? I hear you hire ex-felons. I've taken guys that I've interviewed and placed them in jobs in other companies, and they're still working there as bakers, delivery people in bakeries, like assistant cooks in kitchens and just doing all kinds of different things to have a job, to say that I do fit in society. I have the best group of guys working for me at my paper company that you would ever want to know. They're respectful. They do their job. They help each other. They call each other names. And they work hard together.
Wow, that's great. And I can understand where you're coming from when people just you know, not even only, you know, felons. And a lot of times you can hire people and they don't even care. They just see it as something for 2 or 3 weeks to, you know, make some bills, and they're disrespectful.
Big, but, you know what? It's pretty difficult to get a job today in Chicago. There's a lot of people that have lost their jobs. We're talking about people that can't get jobs if there were jobs available.
Yes.
And I'm trying to start Felony Franks to train people in the fast food industry and teach them the right way to run a business, and then hope to open up another one, and then another one, and another one. I've gotten calls from all over the country to franchise these, which we are working on that also. Mobile, Alabama, Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Appleton, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Indianapolis, Indiana, just all kinds of major cities. People that like the concept, that want to try to do the same thing that I'm doing. I'm using the word Felony Franks, home of the misdemeanor wiener, food so good it's criminal. Some people think the name is offensive. Our alderman thinks it's offensive. He has come right out and said, I'm not going to give you your sign permit, because I don't like the name. I'm not going to give you a permit to cut the curb so you can get access to your parking lot. And I'm not going to give you a permit to put a drive-through there, because I don't like the name. I think it's offensive.
Wow, isn't that something?
It's you know what? It's beyond something. It's out of hand. This is the main reason that I have gotten all the publicity that I'm getting. What I'm trying to do is a good thing, Big. I'm trying to train people, give them hope, give them a position, give them a spot in society, and then give them part of a business.
You know, I think that the name is very catchy and very marketable. And as with a lot of ideas, it takes, you know, time sometimes for it to take on mainstream, you know, so that, you know, everybody can see. But the misdemeanor wiener, wow, that's catchy. Do you have a lot of menu items like that?
Oh, we sure do. We have the Felony Frank. We have a misdemeanor wiener. We have a double dog, which we're calling Cellmates.
Oh, wow, okay.
And that'll be a double hot dog. And then we're going to have a chili dog with Chain Gang Chili. And then we have a Pardon Burger and different names for different burgers. We're going to have the Jalapeno Poppers. I forget what we're calling those. And we're going to have Freedom French Fries with everything. We'll be carrying the Coca-Cola line and... we're just, you know, putting together a complete menu with prison names or jail terms. Instead of saying order here, on our window it says plea your case.
Oh, wow.
Then where you pick up your food, it's either, it's out on good behavior for food to go.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, everything is done, instead of employees only, we're going to put down jurors only. So, it's...
I see pretty much $1 million idea there.
Well, Big, you know what? I hope so. From your lips to God's ears. More important than the names of the food, I'm trying to take that word felony, showing the negative that it really is, and show our society what a bunch of felons could do by running a state-of-the-art fast food facility with a clever name, opening more of them under the same concept, and having families not being afraid to go there. The corner that I'm at on Jackson and Western, kind of a changing neighborhood. it was a rough neighborhood. A lot of drugs in that area. I am going to light the corner up, get the drugs off the corner. We're a block away from Crane High School. We've talked to some of the gang leaders in the area there, and we're trying to get the drugs away from the school in the area there and away from the businesses in the area. We're just trying to do a lot of things in a short period of time.
Well, I know that with something as positive as that, it shouldn't take too long. And I've passed by that corner on a many occasion. As a matter of fact, when I used to go to school, I would get off the bus right there on that corner to catch the Western bus down to Lane Tech. So I'm real familiar with that corner. And we also graduated from the school that's about a block and a half away from there when I graduated eighth grade.
Crane?
Yes.
That's it's a tough school right now, but it is turning for the better. There's a lot of good new structure going on there.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Can you please get out your information again so that everyone will know how to reach you?
You can reach us at felonyfranks.com or therescuefoundation.org. The Rescue Foundation, again, is a nonprofit organization that I started 6 years ago that is funding the first Felony Franks.
Okay, and for those out there who like to follow on Twitter and on Facebook, if you go to Facebook, just put in Felony Franks, spelled just as it sounds, and twitter.com/FelonyFranks.
One other thing I'd like to add on Facebook, somebody has already started a fan club for Felony Franks.
Okay.
If you search fans for Felony Franks, join the Felony Franks fan club. That's on Facebook.
Great. So what was it that, you spoke about different businesses. Have you always been an entrepreneur?
Big, I was in the auto repair business for 27 years. After that, I sold my property. I was going to relocate my business, and I was at the age where I was involved in another nonprofit, and I was going to just spend a little time with that and kind of help my wife with her thing. And then I went into auto sales for 5 years with the Jacobs Twin Auto Group, which, if you're a salesman, basically you're in your own business. And then an opportunity came along for me to open up a paper company, which I knew nothing about, but it's no different than selling car parts. You have the product, you have the right price, you sell the product. The only thing different with this business is the products that I carry today, you only use them one time and throw them away. So the opportunity is there for more repeat business than it is in the automotive business. But Felony Franks, I think, is going to be a little bit better than the paper business because people have to eat three times a day. And I think we're gonna have good food, good products, a nice clean place to go and eat. And I hope to do a good job there with the people that I'm going to be training and employing.
So the different cities that want to open or franchise a Felony Franks, how did they hear about you?
Well, Big, we've been on most every TV news channel. We've been on CNN. We've been on Fox. CNN, we gave the rights to opening day to be in the kitchen of Felony Franks, the opening day. I've done probably 40 different talk shows like your show. And I've gotten a lot of really good response from a lot of really good people. And a lot of encouragement, you know, the alderman in the city is still holding me up on some items. He won't, you know, give me the sign permit. So we're going to open without a sign. I'm not going to change the name of Felony Franks. I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, I think that is very personal as far as the name goes and the alderman not granting you that. I mean, there's a lot of offensive business names across the city, you know, depending on how you look at it and who the person is looking at it.
Exactly.
Then again, I'm not one to, you know, tell a person what's right or wrong. I just interview and, you know, I have my own thoughts about things, and sometimes they're shared and sometimes they're not. Every now and then we have callers that either call in to listen to the interview or they call in to make a comment or ask a question. Right now we have a caller from the 708 area code, 473 being the first three numbers. I'm going to put that caller on the air. Caller, if you want to ask a question or make a comment, please do so, but we just need to know your name and where you're from. Caller, you're on. Okay, I take it that's one of our callers that just want to listen. Okay, we have another caller that's called in from the 702 area code. 702-336 is the first three digits to the number. Caller, can you please say your name, where you're from? If you have a comment, please make a comment. If you have a question, ask your question.
Hi, Jimmy. It's Dion, Coach Dion.
Hey, Coach Dion.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's good. Actually, I just called to listen in. I just tuned into the show. So
okay, great. All right. Well, if you have any questions, just raise your hand. I'll put you on.
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay, so we have two people, as far as I can see here, listening, and not to count those that are live that I can't see. Now, when you do your interview process, you know, how do you basically interview? Or is it mostly someone who would give a referral so that you already kind of know what's going on before the person comes in?
Big, you know what? How do I interview a person? I'll tell you. I get them upstairs in my office, and I sit them down in a chair, and I ask them their name, if they're married, if they have a family, if they have a driver's license, what were they incarcerated for and for how long. And I ask them, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Which I think is a really good question that I ask. The majority of them will say, well, I've really not thought about that, but I need a job. And I tell them, well, what do you need a job for? and they say, because I have to provide for my family. And, you know, when a man or a woman looks you right in your face and looks you right in your eyes, you can get a good feel for a person. If you get a person that looks like they're high or they could be using drugs, I ask them right out, will you pass or fail a drop kit test for drugs? And usually they're pretty honest with me. The ones that say I could pass a drug test, I'll keep their application. I get calls from people saying, Jimmy, do you know somebody that's looking for a job? I'll refer them if I don't have anything right at that time, which I haven't had to hire anybody in the last 2 years because my guys have longevity. I hope that's the same case with Felony Franks. I am legally blind. I don't drive. I have one of the fellows picks me up every morning. If my wife is out of town, they'll bring me home at night. And if she's in town, then she'll come and get me every day. But I go to work 6 days a week. I basically pay the bills, make phone calls, try to get new customers, and my guys can do the rest. I hope that's going to be the case with Felony Franks also. I have a very good trainer, man that I know for 40 years, that will be the instructor there. He had the Maple Tree Restaurant in Oak Park.
Oh, that was a great 12
years. And he's going to be the trainer and choose which guys are going to go for management and which guys are going to stay there and run that place while he moves on and opens the next one.
Now, if you had 5 minutes to give the key to business success, what step-by-step method would you share with our listeners?
Well, for 5 minutes, what you have to do, it comes down to the nutshell. You need to put in the time. You have to crawl before you get up and run. You need to put in the 50 and 60 hour weeks to get your business a foundation. Once you built a foundation and you have a base of customers that are going to pay your bill, cover your payroll, then you can go down to 50 hours a week and continue to do and look for new customers and create new things to get new customers into your business. It's not easy to go in business. It's not hard to fail. You have to put the time into anything. If you water the plants, they'll grow. If you neglect them, they'll die. It's that basic. I mean, you have to plant your seeds.
Now, what would be the biggest advice or quality you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
You need to have a commitment from a person. They need to know that they're there to help you, not to make your job more difficult. Commitment is a big word.
Wow.
If you have the commitment, you will have the success. They work hand in hand.
Now, your passion for, was it your passion for entrepreneurship, or did you have a specific passion when it came to restaurants or fast foods that made you decide to get in this line of work?
Big, you know, 6 years ago I started the Rescue Foundation, and it was originally started to get housing for ex-offenders. after they came out of jail. A lot of them don't have anywhere to go live. But after really looking at it, we changed the mission about 2.5 years ago on it, because if they have a job, they can get housing. But without a job, you can't get housing. So
wow.
I was driving down Harlem Avenue and I saw a restaurant called Franksville. And I was coming from the Harlem area, Harlem Irving area.
Huh?
And we saw Franksville. And I said to my wife, "Mayor, what do you think about Felony Franks? And we go in the fast food business." She said, "I think you need to put a registered trademark on that name before you let it out to anybody."
You're right.
So we put a registered trademark on it. It's registered in the trademark office in the United States. We are recognized. And if it made through the trademark office, I can't see why it can't make it through the alderman's desk to get a signature for a sign permit. I'm just confused on that, but I'm working on it.
So I can see that as being one of your challenges, as part of, you know, the different challenges we face as entrepreneurs. So what are you doing, or what advice would you give our listeners that may come across this type of challenge? I mean, what's the best way that you see to kind of alleviate this or erase it?
Well, you need to just, here's what I did. I made a plan, and I work my plan. And I'm not giving up on anything that's in my plan. I will dot all the I's, cross all the T's. I have made the commitment to Felony Franks, home of the misdemeanor wiener. I have made that commitment. On Tuesday, tomorrow, we will be faxing over our request for our final inspection from the health department, and then we'll have either a okay to open up, or if there's something that has to be a small change in something, we'll change it. And then we hope to be open within, this week, we hope. If not, the early part of next week. But don't give up on your plan. Don't, if you have it in your plan, you need to work your commitment. If you give up, you won't be successful. As far as I'm concerned, with the publicity that we've gotten, we can open up without a sign until we get a permit. Somehow we will get a permit. But don't give up on your plans. Make that plan and work your plan, and you will be successful.
Wow, you know, and I believe that you will be successful. Earlier when you told us a little bit about your family and you mentioned that, you know, you and your wife, the love of your life, have been together, was it over 40 years?
41, going on 42.
Wow, and that right there is commitment.
Well,
you know, people, you know, have a lot of different things happen in their lives, and you know, and that's a beautiful thing to, you know, be with a person that, you know, you can share so much with.
It is a beautiful thing. And I have a beautiful family. I have beautiful grandchildren. I have great in-laws, and I had a great mother and father.
Now I'm going to have Coach Dion come back on the line to see if she possibly has a question or a comment for you. She's one of our hosts, out of Arizona.
Oh, very good.
Coach Dion, are you there? Okay, she just may have the interview on as she's listening. Is there anything that you would like to cover that we may have not touched upon? I mean, do you have any hobbies?
My hobby is my commitment, Big.
Wow.
I'm committed to work. I am you know, I'm not a person because of my eyesight that's going to collect stamps, put together model airplanes or model cars, or go out and fly, you know, these remote control airplanes. And I'm not into bowling. I enjoy watching a little TV. My commitment is I go to work, I do my job, and I try to make everybody around me with a positive attitude, like I go to work with a positive attitude every day. I'm committed to get Felony Franks going. I'm committed to hiring ex-offenders and training them, and one day maybe have 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 of them working for us across the country.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Jim, can you please get out that contact information one last time?
You can contact us at felonyfranks.com or therescuefoundation.org. Also, if I could throw in here in a minute, if you go to our website, felonyfranks.com, our nonprofit organization accepts donations. All the information, you can step right through it from Felony Franks. It'll take you to the Rescue Foundation. Any donations that are made to the Rescue Foundation will be used not once and go away. They will be used over and over and over, because the commitment that we have is once the initial investment for the first facility is paid back to the Rescue Foundation, the employees that are in there will become 50% partners in the profit along with the paycheck. That way they have a feeling of ownership. They will be making good money and try to keep a place clean, respectful, drug-free, and put out good products so people come back for more. And then they will have that ownership commitment. The other 50% will go to the Rescue Foundation, enabling us to open up another facility. So every donation that we get is not going to be used for salaries or anything like that. It will be used to open more facilities, to employ more people, to give more people the opportunity to better their lives, to make something of themselves, to make a commitment.
Now, that's big thinking, if I've ever heard it, to offer them ownership interest and assist them with actually what's considered residual income, where the work that they're putting in today, they'll be able to profit from it at a later date without putting in the time at a later date.
You know, Big, there are so many people that are employed today in small businesses where the owner could take so much money out of it. He's committed to working all the hours, having people work all the hours for just a paycheck, while the owner has recouped his investment many times over. So why not share the wealth? Help someone else. Share the wealth. Spread it around. That way our society can become a better place to live. We won't have people out in the streets stealing. We won't have purse snatching, people holding up other people in the streets, all kinds of crime.
You know, we're getting to the part in the interview that we really don't like, and that's the end. You know, every big thinker that we've interviewed has not only taught us as hosts and taught our audience, but hopefully have learned from us when we have our private conversations. Mr. Andrews, I'd really like to thank you for coming on our show, sharing this information about your life and your mission. And we'd like to know if there is anybody out there or anything that you would like to thank at this moment.
Well, you know what? Most important, we need to thank God that he has given us the ability to do with what we do.
With that said, you just heard Mr. Jim Andrews, Oak Park, Illinois, www.felonyfranks.com. That's FelonyFranks. We're going to play a song for Mr. Andrews from Bill Withers because he is indeed helping our citizens. Have a lovely day.
A lovely day.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.